The Bible teaches us to pray for a clean heart. The Bible teaches us to pray for a clean heart. What does it mean to pray for a clean heart? We pray that I watch my thoughts and I keep them in the direction of my highest and best at all times. Praying and keeping a clean heart is I watch movies that are uplifting and supportive. I do not judge. I am unconditionally loving. I have no judgment over anything that goes on in my world except what's in my thoughts, and that I keep clean and pure and beautiful. All is in divine order now. I know all is in divine order now. I know that all is beautiful. I know that all is fantastic. I know that all is joyous. And I know this for myself, and I know this for all in my world. The Bible teaches us to have a clean heart, to pray for a clean heart. We pray for a clean heart when we turn off the television and stop watching those things that little by little say it's okay to hurt another person. Little by little it says it's okay to kill other people as long as it's in war or as long as you're saving somebody. It's never right to kill another person. It's never right to violate their rights as a human being. It's never right. We train ourselves to do which is for our highest and best, what is right for us, what is beautiful for us, what is glorious for us, and nothing else. And the best way to start doing that is with what we read in the newspapers and magazines and books, what we see on television, what we see in the videos, what we choose to see, and what we choose to give ourselves part of. Do we give our children guns to play with that are real guns, that shoot people and that can actually kill another person? Do we give them guns? No, we don't, because we say they're not old enough yet to have good judgment with it. Well, is anyone ever old enough to have good judgment with guns? Is anyone ever old enough to have good judgment with guns and know what guns are properly to use for? What is it that we have? What is it that we have in our life that is proper for us to use, the right thing for us to do, the perfect thing for us to live, the perfect attitude for us to be in our mind? What is the right thing? What is it that is beautiful and good for us? What is it that is pure? What is it that is a clean heart? We watch movies sometimes and we see, as the movie progresses, the one person is an evil person and doing evil things and wanting to hurt other people and take away their rights. Another person wants to stop them and inhibit them and put them in jail or do anything that they feel to restrain them. But is that our place? Is that our place to mentally restrain people from doing evil? Is that our place to mentally see the world as harmonious, beautiful, and good? Yes, that we are. That we are. We see all in divine order. We see the world mentally harmonious, good. We see everybody working together for the highest and best of themselves first and of their neighbor. Always looking for the highest and best, always looking to experience that which is the best to activate in your life and their life and all the lives that be. But we don't judge another person. We don't say that what they're doing is wrong or right. We don't say that what we're doing is wrong or right. All we say is what we choose to think about is what is right by all the standards that we've ever known. All is in divine order, we say. We want to do all those things that are right by every attitude that we could ever have in our mind, by every attitude we could ever have in our beingness that we could ever know. Well, that's all that we're interested in. That's all that we care about. That's all that means anything to us. And that's where we stand. That's who we are. That's the glory that we are. Nothing else matters. Yes, it's so easy to go around judging others and to saying, it's not nice for you to take what isn't yours. It's not nice for you to hurt somebody. It's not nice for you to be mean and hateful. It's not nice. We don't need to say those things. If you are catching yourself saying those things or thinking those things, you are in the wrong kettle of fish. You are in the wrong area. You are thinking of things that are inharmonious instead of thinking of things that are harmonious. Whenever we think things that are inharmonious, we empower them to be. Now, psychologists tell us that when people look at other people and they see them doing bad things, that's in the nature of the person looking. That's in the nature of the person who is doing the observations. When you see anyone in this world doing evil, that's what you're looking with. You're looking with the eyes of evil. You're looking with the eyes of being unhappy with the world. But when you are a person who predicates everything in your life to base it on the divine within you, everything beautiful and good, then you will only see beautiful things. You'll only see beautiful people. You'll only see right action whenever you look anywhere. And it's a wonderful thing. But that's true. You see who you are. You see what you are. If you are an evil person, you look at other people and you see them evil. If you are a good person, you look at other people and you see them good. You will not be able to see them evil. You'll not be able to see them unkind. You'll not be able to see them in any way inharmonious with their highest good and the highest good of the world about them. So we set ourselves the goal, the purpose, the direction of seeing the world in divine order. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me, because in my heart is peace, in my heart is love, in my heart is joy, and I see everyone in the world in peace and love and joy. Yes, that's how I see it. That's how you see it. That's how all of us see it, because people have to write books on negative things, and then you read it and you say, that's interesting. But if you were to read that book and you were really a spiritually illumined person, you would say, they are having a beautiful understanding of one another. They are thinking about their thoughts, but I'd rather not do it that way. I would rather do it that all is in divine order. All is peace, all is harmony, all is goodness, all is right action, all is the highest and best that we could ever know in our world. And then that's what I'd live with. That's what I'd be with, and that's what would make me the happiest being on earth, the happiest being in the universe. And it's a wonderful thing. Truly, it's a wonderful thing, because that's where I am. That's where I am, and that's how I am, and that's all I am. And when I know that that's my reality, when I know that that's my divinity, I know that that's the truth about me, then I can only see that as the truth about others. Today, I set forth in my heart the realization that all is in perfect harmony and all is in divine right order right now. I set forth in my heart that all is peace and all is grand and glorious. I set forth in my heart that wonderful things take place in my world, and that's all that I know are the wonderful things that take place in my world, because that's all that I am. Can you set that course for yourself? You surely can. Do you want to set that course for yourself? Most of the time we do. There are billions of people on earth, and only a few thousand are misbehaving. A few thousand get into the newspapers or magazines or radio or television. Just a few thousand. Very few indeed. And why? Because that's not the normalcy of things. That's not how things really are. Things are peace. That's why we say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. That's why we say, this is a grand and glorious world. That's why we say, we are the grandest and most wonderful people that ever could be. Because now there's peace on earth and it began with me. Now there's good on earth and it It began with me, and now there is joy on earth. And it began with me, and it spreads out throughout all the world, and all the world is glorious and good. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Forever and ever and ever.